Good morning, everyone. Let's do it one more time. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Okay, I have a couple questions for you guys. How can you tell that someone is a police officer? Because they shoot people? Not the answer I was looking for, and other people besides police do that.
They're dressed in certain clothes.
Right, they're wearing a uniform. They have certain clothes, often it's blue, they have a special hat sometimes, a badge. That's right. And a police officer their job is to protect you, and they have the power to arrest people. Now, are police officers allowed to just arrest anyone they want? No. Oh. Yeah, you're right, no. Police officers can't just arrest anyone they want. Or if you just put on a police officer's outfit, could you just go arrest anyone you want? No, of course not. Police officers work for the government. The government has given them the power to arrest people. It has sent them out to arrest people to help protect us and to stop criminals. Now, a soldier, how can you tell what a soldier looks like? Looks like a monster? No, also, they wear a uniform. You can tell someone's a soldier by their uniform that they wear. And again, they go out on someone's authority. They go and fight and protect us by the authority of the government. You can't just dress up like a soldier and go fight wherever you want. You don't have that ability. Now, what uniform does this mean that I'm wearing?
God.
Yeah, God, that's right. So I'm wearing a collar and I have this alb on. And that's telling you that I'm working under the authority of God, that he's the one who has sent me. And we have a picture of this in our gospel lesson, that Jesus sends out 72 disciples to preach a message, that the peace of God has come, that it is drawing near, and that this peace is coming in the forgiveness of sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so pastors have the same message. They're sort of like soldiers and police. They wear a uniform, and they are under someone's authority to deliver a message, to tell you about the gospel, to tell you about Christ and what he has done for you on the cross and that he forgives your sins. Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you for the work that you have done through Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins. We also thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit that you call pastors to tell us about that work, that you send them under your authority to preach and proclaim you. We pray this in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.